Welcome back to the Cardboard and Cracker Jacks podcast, ladies and gentlemen. There's two out of the three game tonight. It's Tampa Tones alongside Coach G in the building, and we've got a good episode for you guys. We're going to get back to you guys regularly throughout the playoffs and the postseason, and during the offseason, we'll make sure to at least drop one or two episodes a month for our good people as we continue to provide baseball podcasts for those interested. Anyways, and collecting podcasts, can't forget the collecting. But in this particular episode, since we got the playoffs coming up, we're only talking playoffs. It's going to be our playoff primer, Cardboard and Cracker Jacks playoff primer. I was on the Big Reekin podcast last night talking playoffs, and it got us in the mood to talk playoffs. So we got a nice structure for the show tonight. We're going to do some playoff brackets. Then we're going to do some bets that we would like for Yankees and Red Sox. So we'll see if those come into fruition tomorrow. And then we're going to look at the fallen, the ones that came close, but no cigar: Oakland, Seattle, Toronto, Cincinnati, San Diego. And we're each going to pick one to make the playoffs next year and why. And then we're going to take a brief dive into the White Sox and see how they're faring against Houston in the ALDS as they avoided the wild card round. Something tremendous for the White Sox. Nonetheless, we got Coach G. Bill, how we doing tonight, my man? Long time no talk. Glad we could get an episode underway.
Doing great. Yeah, it's always a good time when we get together for this. Excited for the playoffs to start tonight. Game one of the wild card. It should be exciting. You got two of your ex-Cub guys going after it. Schwarber versus Rizzo. You excited for that matchup?
Yeah.
It's not really a matchup, but
it's a leadoff matchup. Both.
I forgot about that. Both leading off tonight. That's crazy.
And maybe we will see former Cub champion versus former Cub champion if we see Chapman against Schwarber.
Ooh, I haven't been paying too much attention how Chapman's doing. I know he was struggling before he was hurt.
Is he RA still lost in the threes? So not okay. Bad for, I mean, not Chapman-like, but for that division with the Red Sox, the Blue Jays, the Rays, the Yankees, you know, pretty damn good.
Absolutely.
So we're going to do playoff brackets to start the episode. We're going to see who we like here, who we got coming out on top in our respective brackets. I already got a little cheddar on the Rays. I took them a couple months ago to win the World Series, or to make the World Series, maybe. I have to look at it. It's either to make it or to win it. But either way, I took the Rays a couple months back, so we'll see how that goes. We're going to do our brackets now. Your bracket, my bracket. Summarize and give us a bracket, so fuck his bracket. Anyways, we're going to do our brackets nonetheless. Anyways, we're going to start with the wild card games and work in from there. So first, we got Yanks, Red Sox tonight. Bill, who you got advancing out of the wild card of the AL, and why is that?
Okay, so I put a little bit of money on the Yankees, so I'm pulling for them.
Mm-hmm.
I think this matchup is pretty even. This is one of the oldest rivalries in baseball. So they play each other, 16 times a year anyways? So this is going to be a good matchup. I like both teams. They both have good offense.
Cole against Eovaldi.
That's a great matchup right there. Chris Sale's finally healthy. So if Boston do win to make a push to the playoffs, they might have a pretty good chance of winning.
So you're saying Boston is a pretty good chance of winning, but you're betting on the Yankees tonight.
Yeah, I'm betting on the Yankees. Yeah, that's how it goes, though.
So you're contradicting your own bet in theory?
I mean, I'm just giving a devil's advocate on both.
Okay, so what's one player you could see standing out in the wild card series tonight?
I think Giancarlo Stanton's gonna just fucking tear the Boston Red Sox apart.
You put some money on Dinger?
I do. All right, let's see. Well, should I save this for the gambling talk, or should I? Do you want to talk about it now?
Let's save it for actually. Yeah, we'll save it for the gambling talk.
Okay.
I like the Yankees tonight as well.
Yeah.
And I got them beating the Red Sox. I just think their roster is structured better than the Red Sox, and the moves the Yankees made at the deadline ended up paying off, although the Red Sox did as well as they got Kyle Schwarber. But let's remember where the Red Sox were at. They were competing with the Rays for the division, and then they almost fell out of wild card contention. So the Yankees were on the opposite spectrum. They were looking like a 500 ball club, and then they all of a sudden rose to the occasion. They acquired Rizzo. They acquired Gallo. They acquired Heaney at the deadline to try and help him get over the top and into the playoffs. And they did just that, although guys like Gallo and Heaney didn't play well all the time. Those moves ended up paying dividends, and that's why you got to be aggressive at free agency. The Yankees have Rizzo leading off tonight now, so that speaks volume. And you look at their playoff roster tonight, they have 12 pitchers. They have Aroldis Chapman, Gerrit Cole, Nestor Cortez, Domingo Herman, Chad Green, Clay Holmes, Michael King, Jonathan Loaiza, Lucas Lutke, Wandy Peralta, Jolly Rodriguez, and Luis Severino. And then you look at their outfield, Greg Allen, Joey Gallo, Brett Gardner, Aaron Judge, Giancarlo Stanton. Infield, Tyler Wade, Rugden Odor, Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Gio Urshela, Andrew Velasquez, and then catcher Rob Brantley, Kyle Higgins-Schauka, and Gary Sanchez. That's a very good deep roster for a one-game playoff. Absolutely. That's why I'm going with the Yankees. I know the Red Sox are pretty – their pitching just doesn't do it for me, the Red Sox. No. And I know Yankees aren't particularly deep at pitching, but you have Gerrit Cole. And anytime you pay a pitcher that money, you expect top dollar in a game like this.
100%. And this is his second wild card game pitching. He pitched against the Cubs a couple years ago, right?
Yeah, and Schwarber hit a homer off him in that
one. So he's got that experience of being in these big games. So – win or go home. I think he'll bring it.
Win or go home. And the Red Sox roster looks like this. Nathan Eovaldi, who's pitching tonight. Then they brought Eduardo Rodriguez, Nick Pivetta, Tanner Houck, Garrett Richards, Ryan Brazier, Adam Ottavino, Garrett Whitlock, Hansel Robles, Austin Davis, Josh Taylor, Matt Barnes. That bullpen just doesn't cut it for my tastings. It's not rich enough for my blood. Catchers, Christian Velasquez, Kevin Plawecki, Connor Wong. So they took three as well, just in case, you know, just if it goes into that many extras, injuries happen, it's the postseason, can't risk it. Infield, Christian Arroyo, Xander Bogaerts, Bobby Dalbec, Rafael Devers, Jonathan Arroz, Travis Shaw, Enrique Hernandez. I think the Yankees won up them year there as well. And then outfield, Jared Duren, Hunter Renfroe, Verdugo, Schwarber. It's cute, but it ain't the Yankees. So I think the Red Sox ultimately suffered defeat tonight, but I've been wrong a million times. So we both got Yankees winning. For the NL wildcard game, Cardinals, Dodgers, what say you?
Let's go St. Louis. They're on an absolute heater of all heaters to end the season. So they have all that winning momentum coming to the end. And they got big man Adam Wainwright on the bump. And that guy is fucking an absolute stud in games like this. So I'm going St. Louis.
And you think Wainwright's a difference maker or anyone on offense in particular?
I don't think anybody's going to be a difference maker. I think they're just going to play a clean ball game.
I'm interested to see their ultimate sculpted roster. I'm going with the Cardinals here as well. I think that the Cardinals have the upper hand in a one-game series against the Dodgers. I think that they're smarter coach ball club. Dave Roberts had talent win a World Series. I don't know if his coaching necessarily helped him win the World Series. We've seen his managerial decisions backfire several times before, in big games in particular. So I'm not going to give the upper hand to Dave Roberts as manager. And matter of fact, Max Muncy's hurt now as well. So I like the Cardinals. Arenado's hot, and Tommy Edman's been a hell of a hitter as well. As you said, they got big game Adam Wainwright. They do have some nice bullpen in the back end stack there. I just think Dodgers have that taste in their mouth of last postseason still in the Cardinals. They've been on fire. I don't count those couple, late year losses, but Cardinals have been on fire. It's hard to pick against the Cardinals right now. And I know as a Cubs fan, it pains me to say that, but I'm saying it. I'm predicting the Cardinals in this one, and I think that Nolan Arenado carries him over the top. I think that Arenado ultimately is the key difference maker in this one. I think he strikes a couple times in the RBI column to help propel the Cardinals to victory. And from there, we'll go to Braves Brewers in the NL. That one's an interesting one, as the Braves really caught fire at the end of the year. The Brewers were the top dogs and the talk of the Central for pretty much throughout the year until the Cardinals caught fire. Brewers have that young pitching core that they're in love with. Braves have all those bats they acquired at the deadline. Bill, who do you like in this one? I can't hear you.
I like Milwaukee solely based on their pitching staff. They were elite all through the regular season, and I don't see any reason it'll be any different in the playoffs.
Yeah, I see what you're saying as well. Milwaukee definitely has the upper hand in pitching. But it is young pitching. They are wearing down a little bit towards season end. Freddie Peralta got a little hurt. Woodruff, I think he ended the year around 9-10 or 9-11, something like that. I look at the Brewers lineup, and I struggle to find guys that stand out to me. Christian Yelich has been underwhelming ever since injury. Eduardo Escobar went there at the deadline, and he just didn't pan out. I mean, he has 28 homers. Is there a glitch in the video game? I feel like that number's been like that for a long time now, and he's close to batting 250. But their pitching is there. I do give the starting pitching edge to them, and they do have Josh Hader. So Josh Hader is always good. But, I mean, the lineup proved that they could barely win these pitchers' games. Brandon Woodruff had 9 wins. Corbin Burns had 11 wins. You're hoping for 20 wins out of your ace on the year, and both those guys combined alone for 20, and then Freddie Peralta 10. It's like their arms are great, but then they don't have bats, so they really have to try and hope to win a 2-1, 1-0, 3-2 type ball game, because if it gets more than that, the Braves just easily outman them, and that's why I'm going with Atlanta, because I think their bats are just there. Freddie Freeman's a beast. The guys they traded for at the deadline, Adam Duvall, Rich Rodriguez, Jorge Soler, Jack Peterson, Eddie Rosario, they really went above and beyond. Duvall went above the 40 homer mark. Soler's a deep threat. Jack Peterson's been there, done that, World Series champion last year. Rich Rodriguez was a nice closing option for Pittsburgh. I like Braves in this one. And it's a tough feat. Brewers do have the pitching, but I like the Braves. Let's see. I know you said Brewers, but any rebuttal to that?
No, it's all fair statements. The Brewers, they're so strange offensively because they have all the pieces in place to erupt at any moment, and they just don't. One guy will get hot, and then everybody else goes quiet, you know? One of those. They just need everybody to get hot at the right time, and I still think they can make a good run.
I agree with that. I think they could be competitive down the stretch for sure. So that leaves us with – we each had Cardinals winning. So that means Cardinals would be the underdog to San Fran. Are you sticking with the hot-handed Cardinals, or are you giving one of the better, or if not the best team in baseball, the upper hand?
Now, this is where you can't go against the hottest team, because San Fran, from start to finish, has found ways to win. And they were – would you agree they're the underdogs of all underdogs of this division? You were thinking Dodgers or Padres, you know, one of those two teams, but not at all. San Fran stuck with them all the whole way, finishing first. Fuck it. I think San Fran is going to be in the World Series.
So you think San Fran takes down the Cardinals?
I do.
Who do you think's the difference maker in the series?
Buster Posey.
These are big boy series too, because it goes from one game to best of five to best of seven. So
yeah,
you're really working down the stretch here. By this point in time, Cardinals played in that one game, so this one would be the five gamer. against San Fran, and then next one would be the 7 if it gets to that point. So I agree. I think San Fran ultimately holds the upper edge over the Cardinals as well. You go Buster Posey. What say you for Buster Posey? Why do you think he's the one?
He just has that experience. He's won 3 of them already. So, you know, he has that poise behind the plate while catching and hitting. So I just got a feeling about him. Or, you know, your boy KV, he's been there, done that. Say fuck it, hit a couple bombs.
I mean, the Giants have just been incredible all season. As you said, they were the underdogs. They shocked a lot of people, but they've been incredibly managed as well. A lot of people seem to have wrote Gabe Kapler off after his time in Philly, but it seems like Philly just always underperforms no matter who the manager is there. Since Charlie Manuel left, Joe Girardi struggled there this year. A lot of people expected them to do well. Gabe Kapler went to San Fran and built a gold mine with rags, and equated that to a 107-game winning season in the toughest division in the NL with the Padres and the Dodgers to blow punches there, even though the Padres fell off the last month. But they were still a competitive team most of the year, still gave you tough fights, etc. and whatnot. I think that San Fran wins this one. As you said, they did get Chris Bryant at the deadline. Their roster is very good. And I just – they have Buster Posey. They have the guys and the tools to, I think, put them over the top of the Cardinals. And like we said, the Cardinals are going to be beat up a little bit by this time as they do play that one-game playoff. That could take out a lot in their pitching, you know. They're going to go all out in that game, and we have them winning that game. So that means they're going to exhaust all options. So I look at the Giants roster. You got Kevin Gausman, Alex Wood, Logan Webb, Anthony DeSclafani, Scott Kazmir. That's like the misfits rotation right there, but they made it work.
Yeah.
That's where you got to give them credit. Look at their bullpen. Jake McGee, that's a guy who bounced around from Tampa to Colorado, never got his footing. Hell of a year this year. Tony Watson bounced around from Pittsburgh to Dodgers, San Fran, hell of a year this year. Jarlin Garcia used to be in the Marlins. Now he's on San Fran, hell of a year this year. They made it work. They got Buster Posey, obviously the veteran. One of the best catching prospects in baseball is being blocked in the minors, Joey Bart, because Buster Posey's still hitting at such a good rate and pace. And then they had Brandon Belt, who's on the IL right now, but he was such a big success to them. Lamont Wade Jr., Tommy La Stella, Evan Longoria, Chris Bryant, Brandon Crawford, just a lot of under Mike Yastrzemski, a lot of under the radar guys to get the job done. And that's why I'm going with San Fran for that reason. I think San Fran ultimately prevails over the Cardinals. And I think they do it in 4. I don't think it goes to 5. I think they do it in 4. So that leaves us. You got Brewers Giants then to get to the World Series. I got Braves Giants. We'll take a pause on the NL for a minute and we'll go back to the AL. And we'll do, we both had Yanks tonight. So that means it would be Yanks Rays. Who do you like in that one, in that rivalry?
Again, it's, you can't not pick the Rays after what they've done the last couple of years. They've gotten to the big moments. They've gotten to the World Series with roster just constructed of straight money ball bullshit. It's incredible. They're the one team to do it from the start and just continue to do it and not give a shit whether they win or lose. They're going to play with a team that is not paid highly, and that's incredible to do. They go up against the Yankees. They go up against the Red Sox. They went up against the Dodgers. They go up against the big dogs with that, you know, that big salary cap, and they compete with them from start to finish.
I'm going with the Rays as well for all the reasons you just named.
I knew you would.
Hard to go against him. They play that money ball. A couple of their minor league teams actually won the minor league championships this year as well, so that means more help's on the way for them in terms of young guys. Their owners are a bunch of jagoffs, and they keep playing with the motions. They shouldn't even be talking about moving to Montreal. There's a reason why Montreal lost the baseball team. It's just not a baseball town. A split city would not do anyone any good. Could you imagine, hey, the White Sox are going to play 41 games in San Jose, 41 games in Chicago?
Yeah, what would make much sense.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to play 41 games in Montreal, 41 games in St. Pete. Their reasoning – for that, literally laughable. They said it's because Floridians travel to Tampa during the summer. Since when did you ever meet someone from Florida that travels to Tampa for the entirety of the summer? They said that everyone complains that there's no rainouts. Who the hell would complain that there's no rainouts for your team? This is literally what the president of the Rays said, or co-owner of the Rays said last week at a Tampa town hall. And then their other reason was everyone complains that it's a 70-degree cool temperature dome. That sounds pretty damn good to me. It sounds like they just got to take that same dome and idea they have and move the stadium to downtown Tampa based on the logistics, based on the attendance. If they're really talking about attendance, why don't they be smart? Because their stadium sits 40 minutes outside of Tampa. Look at the Lightning. Look at the Bucks. They don't have problems with attendance. They're in a tourist town of Tampa. They get all that vacation travel. They get the Ybor City traffic. They get the downtown Tampa traffic. You have such a bigger population to get to those games. Everyone's moving to Tampa. Right now they're in St. Pete. What do the Rays owners think? That'd be like having the White Sox in Oswego.
That would make a little bit more sense.
White Sox in Oswego?
Yeah, I'd be cool with it. It's closer to me.
You think their attendance is bad when they're bad in the city? Imagine it when they're bad in Oswego.
Well, that's kind of a similar argument with the Bears moving to Arlington Heights. I guess that doesn't really have anything to do with attendance.
Bears moving to Arlington Heights is different because it's not attributed to that. They're still going to draw. It's only 8-game season, so you're not trying to draw for 81. And they're a historic franchise with the smallest stadium in football, and Chicago doesn't want them to build up their stadium. You can't blame the Bears for wanting to pull out because
– No, not at all.
They're getting screwed in Chicago, whereas the Rays, they don't have a say as a team. It's their owner, the one dictating this. And he's trying all these mind games. He's the one with the say, and he's the one who's playing all these mind games hard to get. When the Rays average more attendance fans per game this year in a COVID given season, with baseball attendance in general down 1.8% since 2015, the Expos last year, they had about 9,000 fans. The Rays average 9,500 fans this year in a shitty location. They're still averaging more fans a game than the last time Montreal hosted a team. What makes them think that's a good idea? I think the Rays really have that pride and joy this year of wanting to win, especially for their owners dicking them around. I'm going with the Rays in this series over the Yankees, and quite frankly, I don't think it's going to be close, and I think Wander Franco is the one who puts the Rays over the top, followed by Shane Baz, the starting pitcher, young beast. He's going to have an electric series whenever he pitches. So I think the Rays here. Bill, we're going to your favorite team here, White Sox. Sorry. Astros. Do I even have to ask you who you're taking?
It's going to be like 2005 all over again. They're getting swept.
You think Astros are getting swept?
Fuck yeah. These boys are going to bring it.
And who's the standout player for the White Sox?
The standout player is going to be, I'm going to say, Yoan Moncada. He'll be the one to turn it on. He had a sneaky good season. I doubted this guy all year. I would tell my brother, this guy is fucking dog shit. He doesn't hit for clutch. He doesn't hit for power. The guy ended up hitting, like, I think 270 to finish the season, which isn't horrible compared to the year he had last year. And I want to say he had like a 26 on game, on base streak. So he's proved me wrong. He started hitting with a little bit more power in the second half. And I think it's all going to come together for him in the playoffs. And he's going to be a rising star like he's supposed to be.
And where do you see him playing the biggest factor? Like moment on the line in the field, moment on the line batting, like what predicament do you see him stepping up in the most?
So I think he's going to be hitting in the seven spot. I know they want to bring Luis Robert up to the two hole to get him way more, a lot more at bats. So he's going to be hitting right in that heart of that lineup, right behind all the big boppers. And I think somebody's, they're just going to groove it to him in a nice count. He's going to hit somebody home, and it's going to win a game. He's going to walk it off one of the games.
That'd be incredible. That would be something.
Maybe
it could go into the season ticket area where, we currently reside in section 157. I'm going with the White Sox as well.
I think
it's their bullpen that's the biggest difference maker here. I think it's their starting pitching that's the biggest difference maker here. I think the Astros lineup actually outdoes the White Sox lineup in terms of superstardom and in terms of overall batting production. But the White Sox starting pitching blows Houston's away, and the White Sox bullpen blows Houston's away. That is what's given me the competitive edge to the White Sox. Guys like Kimbrel and Hendricks in the back with Tapera, and then their starting rotation, Lynn, Giolito, Cease, Rodon. You have a lot of tools to play with there. Whereas Houston, Framber Valdez, Jose Urquidy, et cetera, just isn't the –
They're very young. They're very, very young. That they're core pitchers right now.
I agree. Very young core of pitchers. So – I'm going with the team that to me has looked better this year. I'm going with the pitching that's looked better this year. I'm going with the experienced manager in this one, Tony La Russa. Dusty is experienced as well. So that's the X factor. Dusty.
But he has not won anything.
He's had so much success in five different spots. He's made championship series or World Series with the Reds, the Nationals, the Giants, the Cubs, the Astros. He's just made far runs everywhere he's been. He's been successful. So you can't discredit him. This is a perfect type of series where Dusty plays Dusty ball and wins a close one. But I'm going with the White Sox in five. I think the White Sox win in Houston's turf. I think they win in five. I just think the longevity of that roster drags them past Houston. Houston would have to be a battery ram to get out of that one. No disrespect to Houston. They could do it. I just don't think they'll do it. So,
hey, and this is a White Sox team where I think the core that we were expecting all year as starters played maybe 15 games at all together. Jose Abreu was hurt a little bit. Moncada a little bit. Aloy almost all the year, Robert almost all the year, Angle almost all the year. They're all coming together. Yasmani half the year.
It's like Avengers where they all come together, Infinity Stone.
For real, this team is fucking. They're not gonna fuck around in this postseason. They got an edge to them.
So, who do we got then? Brewers or Giants?
I got to go Giants for the same exact reasons that we went with them after the last round, and the same reason that you think the Brewers aren't going to make it out of the next round because they don't have the offense for that.
I'm going Giants too. I think they're a better team. So we both have the Giants in the World Series. And who do you got squaring off with them? Rays, White Sox. Let's hear it.
Okay, I think this is a pretty even series. The Sox did really well against the Rays, I think the first series that they played them this season. And they showed that they compete with a banged-up lineup. So a full White Sox lineup versus a very dangerous Rays lineup with good pitching, I think that it's going to go to seven and the Sox are going to pull it off.
That would be interesting. That would be an upset for sure. Not that the Sox, they've had a great year. I'm going with the Rays. I think they were the best team in the AL.
You're Tampa Tones. You have to go with the Rays.
I just see that the Rays are the best team in the AL and perhaps the best team in baseball. I am Tampa Tones, but their manager is great too, Kevin Cash. So that'll be an interesting one, the fresher brain against the veteran brain. I think it goes six. I think Rays win in six. I think it's going to be a hell of a series. White Sox, not to discredit them, but I think them and the Astros will be a slugfest. I think they'll get a little more beat up. I think the Rays will get past the Yankees a little easier, more nonchalant than the White Sox getting past the Astros. So that's where I see it coming into play, too, in terms of freshness, bodies, et cetera. I'm going with the Rays here, and I guess our World Series just differ a little bit. You got White Sox versus Giants, and I got Rays versus Giants. Who are you going with, Bill?
I think I'm going to go with the White Sox. I mean, one, how can I not? I got to stick behind them the whole season. So fuck it, the White Sox. Just solely on the fact that I love them.
Yeah. Hey, I mean, hats off to you. I don't blame you. Whenever I have a dog in the fight, I go down with them as well. And the White Sox could do it. The White Sox could do it.
Every single team in this bracket can do it. That's the crazy part. See, you saw the Nationals 2 years ago come back.
I told my friends, I only think one team doesn't have the longevity or guts to do it. I think the only team that I can't see doing it is the Brewers. I know they have three starting pitchers and Hader, but if you literally can't get a couple runs in a ball game. Woodruff should have more than 9 wins. All those guys had 9, 10, and 11 wins. For as good as they did, again, that's unacceptable. I'm going with the Rays. I just think it's their year. It's been a couple year span in Tampa. So Tampa Bay, you know, you had the Bucks win, Lightning back to back, winning championships in under year span. Then the Tampa Bay Rowdies, their soccer team, went to the championship. It got canceled on Monday due to COVID. So I'm going with Rays over Giants. As nice as it would be to Chris Bryant win a World Series, I got a little money behind the Rays and other incentives. Speaking of money and other incentives, before we get into White Sox talk and bounce out of here, along with a quick other topic as well. Bets tonight. Bill, what are some prop bets you like tonight, or what are some bets in general you like tonight, if you took any?
Okay, so I did a same game parlay, and I put Schwarber and Rizzo both to hit a home run at plus 1600. I just put $5 on it to win 85. So I think that could be an interesting bet. I also have Garrett Cole over 6.5 strikeouts. I have $10 on that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see what else we got here. Got a nice little profit boost going. The Yankees to win, Giancarlo Stanton to hit a home run, and Garrett Cole 7+ strikeouts. I have that. $10 to win 100.
That's good payouts right there.
There you go. Yeah. You're looking for the value.
I got I put money on the Yankees straight up. I put him straight up. Then I bet. Now that I look at it, I hope the bet gets voided. I took earlier in the day Gary Sanchez to hit a homer. He's not even in the lineup tonight. So I think
what were the odds on that?
Like 5-1. I think those get voided though. If
they don't make an appearance, I think they do get voided.
Correct. So, you know, I did take Rizzo to get a hit as well. Over half a hit. I took the over in that. So I'm going to have to look for a new home run guy. Hopefully I could just, I'm just going to cash that out maybe, or I might let it ride and bet another guy, but I'll probably end up taking Rizzo home run. So that's Bills and I's bets tonight. We both like the Yankees. We both like a couple prop bets in particular. This episode will be out later tonight or tomorrow. So it's going to be out of context in terms of time, but that game's almost here. It's in 20 minutes. So we're looking forward to watching that. That should be a good one. Bill, we had a couple of really good wild card races come down to the wire. Oakland fell just short. Seattle fell just short. Toronto fell just short. since he fell just short. San Diego fell off the last month. Out of those five teams, which one do you have the most faith in to have in a bounce back year next year and propelling themselves into the playoffs?
I have to go with Toronto. Toronto is the team that, if they made the playoffs, had a good chance of winning the World Series with how dangerous their offense is and how good their pitching has been the second half.
Yeah. Who do you like from – name a couple guys you like from him. I know there's a lot to choose from, but who in particular stands out from that team that puts them above the others?
I mean, Vladdy Jr., you got Kevin Biggio, you got Robbie Ray, who's had an outstanding year. You got why am I blanking on his name? The guy from the Berrios, Beast. They have really good pitching, and they have guys that just hit the ball. And once they hit the ball, it does not land. These guys are a serious power, and I think they have the best structured lineup right now to compete and be back to where they are, other than the Padres. Maybe the Padres might have a pretty good structured lineup. I don't know what the contracts are on the guys that they've gotten at the deadline. So it's kind of a toss-up between those two teams.
Yeah, I'm going with I think Cincinnati is going to clear house a little bit next year, so I'm ruling them out right off the bat. I don't even know if Castellanos will be back there next year. Sonny Gray will be back there next year, guys like that. So I'm ruling them out. San Diego, they have really good talent, but I don't know if they'll be – you know, the same, I don't know. They might blow it up. I don't think they'll blow it up because we've seen them do that just a decade ago when they had the likes of Heath Bell, Craig Kimbrell, the Upton brothers, and they traded for all them. They blew it up then after failure. I'm not going with San Diego or Cincy. I'm actually going with I think Toronto is probably the obvious one, but they're in the toughest. They're in the toughest division.
True. No, I agree. So it's a little bit harder of a path.
I like Seattle as well. I think Seattle has some good building blocks in place. It's just how they use them. I'm going to stick with Toronto, though. It's just hard to not pick them.
It's hard not to, you know. And you really never know what you're getting with Seattle or Oakland.
Correct. You never,
especially with the Astros. The Astros are going to take that division.
And the Angels and Otani's last year, next year could try and go off.
Yeah, but they've just been a 500 team. They've never had all the pieces together.
I agree. Their pitching's never been there. Their pitching's never helped out. Otani's been their only arm.
The early 2000s, their pitching was stacked. That's the last time I remember them having any decent pitching.
I agree with that. So we're going to move on here. We got a couple minutes left in the show. We're going to focus in on the White Sox. How amped are you for Soxtober? It's been a while. We got Soxtober back for you Sox fans.
Yes, sir. It's an exciting time to be a Sox fan. You've been through the rebuilds as a Cub fan, so you know what it's like to come out the other side victorious with the World Series. You know, the dog days are the dog days, and you can only help. It's up from here. And the way that they have this roster constructed with guys getting deals before they had even played a game, I think it's going to turn out being a brilliant move because now they got their core of elite talent locked up for the next 6 to 7 years.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what they bring to the table. I could see them making a little run. I could see them being stymied by the Astros. It's really unpredictable to see what happens, but I will say the city of Chicago is going to be lit. It's going to be looking forward to this. Like you said, it's been a while. They're going to be ready to go. They got a lot of the right pieces in place. They've made a lot of good moves, reproducing their roster with younger guys. They made a good managerial hire, it turns out, in TLR, although he still can't walk half the time or move too well, but damn it.
He almost fell the other day when they were celebrating. They weren't celebrating. They were throwing t-shirts into the crowd. He took a step in the dugout. I thought he was going down for sure.
Think about, you know, probably had a couple peppermint schnapps shots that morning, calm the nerves down, entering into the postseason and whatnot. But TLR, hell of a manager. No one could take that away from him. He's been there, done that several times now, several time World Series champion. We'll see if he could tack on to that resume. Obviously, baseball Hall of Famer. So La Russa is an X factor for the Cardinals. Or the Cardinals for the White Sox.
Jeez.
For the White Sox. Hey, I'm sorry about that. You know, you get used to it. It has been a while, too. But just to show his success, I think he can make noise with the White Sox. I think they move past the Astros. But him and Dusty Baker, man, that's going to be classic.
Yeah, I think Dusty, as of this year, has the all-time record over Tony and wins because they've matched up over like 800 times or something like that. It's incredible. They're like, they're both like 200 and 200 against each other.
Dude, what if they like fought on the field, legit just fucking handcuffed each other, Baker and
Lewis? I'm pretty sure they have beef. They've had beef when they were coaching.
Was it Cincy and Cardinals days or was it Cubs and Cardinals days?
I think both.
Yeah, probably stemmed from the Cubs to the Reds, but you know, Dusty was good with both those squads, so it was probably both rivalries in El Central. Why not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I'm pretty sure their relationship goes back to like I think Tony's last year in the league as a player, and it was maybe Dusty's rookie year. They played on the same team.
Damn, so maybe they had something bitter.
Possibly.
Something bitter going on back there. You never know what happens or, you know, what's in the past.
Hey, but all I know is it should be a good series.
Oh, it's going to be a fantastic series. It's going to be a damn incredible series. I think they beat the Astros. I could hear Red Sox, Yankees lineups right now.
They're lining up right now. I just saw your boy Schwarber running out there.
I think that's our log off sign for now. We're going to be back very soon though, because what do you say? Let's aim for Monday to do it again.
I'm in.
All right. We'll be back here Monday. Some series will probably be going on. Some will probably be done. I bet you one series or I bet you two out of the four will be played on Monday. I bet you some will be over. So we'll have more postseason talk to talk about. We'll bring a little more collectible talk as well. Hopefully Billy's White Sox are still around, but Astros Jake has other plans. So we'll see what co-host team moves on. Coach G's White Sox or Astros Jake Astros. Go ahead, Bill.
Well, I was just going to say whether Sox win or lose to the Astros, I'm talking mad shit.
Yeah.
we'll
see if
we'll see. It could go bad. It could go good. You never know.
I think. Well. What do I know? I've been wrong a million times. I'm going with the Sox in that one. I'm keeping our World Series picks, playoff picks. Wrote them down. We'll revisit this at the end of the Fall Classic. So we'll see what happens. Bill, any last words before we log off tonight?
Just everybody enjoy this. It's good to see the fans back, packed houses, meaningful sporting events. So this is fun to watch.
Soak it all in after that pandemic last year. Don't take anything for granted. A lot of ballparks, a lot of cities, a lot of towns were shut down. So it could happen at the snap of the finger. Look at the dramatics hockey had to go through just to get fans back in Canada. So we'll see what happens this year. Enjoy the postseason, ladies and gentlemen. I've been going to games, baseball all year. I'm going to Bucks game this Sunday. I've been enjoying them. You guys should too. Go to them if you can. Enjoy them on TV if you can. It's a postseason. Do whatever you can to witness these games. On behalf of Coach G, I'm Tampa Tones. It's been the Cardboard and Cracker Jacks podcast. We'll be back Monday with another playoff preview update and more collecting news. Thanks again. As always, Chicago on.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I've come to talk with you again. Because a vision softly creeping left its seeds while I was sleeping. And the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, 'neath the halo of a street lamp I turned my collar to the cold and damp. When my eyes were staring,